It's now 17 minutes past seven. A leading female surgeon has told this programme that the operating theatre is a hostile environment for women. Consultant urologist Jyoti Shah says that women in her field face sexism every day because it is ingrained into the culture. It comes as the first woman president of the Royal College of Surgeons says that there needs to be a focus on the development of women in surgery to enable more of them to become leaders. Our reporter Seema Kotecha has been to meet Jyoti Shah at the Staffordshire Hospital where she works.
Do you want me to get you a glass of water or something, sweetheart?
No, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know you've been struggling.
Consultant Jyoti Shah comforts a cancer patient.
I'm sore and I bleed and I've had enough.
She works here at the Urology Centre in Burton-on-Trent. After 8 years as a consultant, Ms. Shah says it's time to speak out about the challenges facing women in her field.
Surgery still remains very male-dominated, and it does still appear as a men's and old boys' club. And you're very much an outsider as a woman. You're trying to break into their gang, almost. And that culture is quite ingrained in surgery.
Sorry. It's been building up.
It's just been going on for too long, hasn't it?
There are 800 female surgical consultants in England, and they represent only 11% of the total figure. Even though the number of women has been increasing year on year, it's been a slow process. A 2013 UK survey of newly qualified doctors suggested that 70% of women believed surgery was not a career which welcomed women.
I know one woman who, as she was operating, she leant over and the consultant whom she was operating with very gently brushed against her breasts. More subtle forms are being referred to as the nurse, being in a meeting with men and being the only woman and you're asked to make the tea.
Is this women who are not up to the mark to be working in a high pressurised environment? And frankly, they're just having a moan.
Women are tough, resilient creatures, and we are facing this culturally ingrained behaviour by our male colleagues. And discrimination does exist, and it's been existing for far too long. And I think it's time that we did something about it.
So why are some women discouraged from becoming surgeons? According to research by Exeter University, it could be down to a lack of female role models and a perception from women that they are less likely to succeed. I asked Ms. Shah what needed to change.
We need more discussion about it, actually. We need to bring it out in the fore and bring it out into the open and say, you know, this wasn't how you should have behaved. Maybe have discussion groups about it and say, do you realise how the impact of that behaviour was on the rest of the team or on your colleague? And the problem is that a lot of this becomes the norm because it's always happened. You know, women also start to accept it.
Of course, becoming a surgeon takes several years. The length of training can put some women off if they're keen to have children. Some surgeons argue Ms. Shah's claims of sexism are hyperbolic and that humorous banter is being wrongly interpreted. Ms. Shah firmly believes there needs to be a cultural shift in surgery, or the field will miss out on having the brightest recruits.
This is about saving lives and recruiting the best talent possible, regardless of gender. And we want to create an environment that is appealing to everybody, and that means we can produce the best surgeons. We owe that to our patients.
That was Seema